at Barracuda.com.
You don't have enough stuff with bulldogs and cows on it, but I thought that was a costume for the show, Dougie.
All right, Richie. What's seven that? After the hour, the Doug's.
Watch out, because Doug and I are actually looking at each other.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Scary.
All right, so Jennifer is at the CRN Digital Studio with me in Los Angeles, and I'm opening my present from her. And it is a...
I know what it is.
Well, you don't know this part. This is new. This
baggy,
is a little something.
These are baggy. Oh, no, I'll wear these.
Yeah.
When I'm on the farm and I'm doing the program.
That's what I thought.
When we do our... We do the Good Day Show.
The Ustream chat room.
Chat, exactly.
What is it?
I'll wear these. They are bottoms. I suppose they could be pajamas, but they're bottoms. A bulldog... Let's see.
They are pajamas. Are you thinking those you can wear out in public?
No, they're bottoms to pajamas.
They're bottoms. Yeah, they're pajama bottoms. Right, but you exactly. wear just a shirt on top.
Yeah, I do. That's what I wear.
Yeah.
When I'm on the air, that's what I wear.
Right.
Yeah.
So there
right.
you go. So
that's perfect. A bulldog. And do we have a camera we can set up in here? Maybe?
I'll try to go in there and set it up because that's right. where the cameras are.
Okay, so we have that. Want me to open the other thing?
And then that's the big gift. That's a fun gift.
This is the big gift.
The big
Isn't
gift.
Isn't this exciting? It's
yeah,
like watching paint dry.
Uh-oh.
Careful, it's very
really?
Delicate.
It's fragile?
Yeah, you don't want to.
This is an old, fun thing.
An old, fun thing.
Can you figure out what it is?
I'm going to try to. I'm being gentle with it. The paper's old.
The paper's old. That's how they delivered it to me.
Really?
It's in that paper.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey.
What is it? What is it?
It's a Howdy Doody.
It's a marionette.
It's a Howdy Doody puppet.
Do you know how hard that is to find one of those? Because you
now
said
see,
you wanted one.
For those of you who are not listening in the last hour, this is perfect Jennifer. Jennifer is the most thoughtful person that I know. And I said,
you went dumpster diving for one.
I did. And I actually left the program, I think. I said,
about a month ago, he left the show
because
he heard that there was a Howdy Doody puppet in the trash down the street.
Right.
And by the time he got there, it was gone and came back and was all disappointed that he missed the dumpster dive, that somebody beat him to it.
And let me just tell you, if you had found those, they're going for some big cash on eBay. You
really?
Could have been a rich man.
You get this off of eBay?
On eBay, yeah.
Really?
It was hard to find. Well, that other thing you said you wanted, the Farm All Holiday gift set and the train.
Yeah.
Did you know that's actually a series? So you would have continued to get them Christmas after Christmas, and
really?
I didn't know if that was something you wanted. It seems to me you're just prolonging the wait. You want it all up front.
Well, how about that? Richie, is this a bad radio?
No.
Doug's peeling the tape off of his marionette.
Yeah.
It's really cool, though. It's other than missing a few little pieces of paint on his head, he's in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be great. I can see this. This gets into the Hall of Fame.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, these are great.
Do you know how to do a marionette?
I remember doing a lot of this when I was a child. I don't know that I'm going to be able to figure out how to do it now. But we can experiment. It's not... It is like watching paint dry.
I want to see it, though. Turn the Ustream camera on.
I'll try to go
it.
Get the camera going get in the next break.
Going. All right.
There you go.
Very sweet. Howdy Doody.
Howdy
Very
Doody.
Nice. Jennifer's so good.
And he's wearing some big boots.
He is. The Howdy Doody boots.
The Howdy Doody boots.
Official Howdy Doody
That's
boots.
That's right.
Wow.
The Good Day program. We're talking about your Christmas. Let's have some Christmas stories. 800-510-8255 to share with Jennifer and Richie and Clay. And me, Roberta's gone to Italy, and we'll be back, I think, in about 10 days.
Italy.
So we have that. The weather is a big item today. For those of you who may be traveling, all of the New York airports are closed until LaGuardia opens at 2. I think Newark opens at 4. JFK opens at 4. So whatever's coming in this direction will get here. Everything that was going to come yesterday from Europe to New York didn't happen.
What a bummer. You're stuck in Europe.
Yeah, right. That's a shame. Yeah.
Darn
not
it.
Too bad. Merry Christmas from Europe. And then there are the.
You
going
to be able
things.
To get back on Tuesday?
It will I be able to get back?
They just showed Natick and.
What
they showed
about?
Like a 20-foot pile of snow, you know, one of the.
Yeah, well, Natick's the next town to Framingham. And, if it's. I'll find, you'll be able to find out by tonight.
Yeah.
By this time tomorrow morning.
Yeah, what's the big deal? Wait till Wednesday. No big deal.
Yeah, it's not a big deal, except Charlotte is by herself, and that I don't like. But I checked yesterday. Everybody on the farm left early.
They did.
Yeah, well, because they got all the work done. No, they worked because the snow started.
So who takes care of Charlotte at night if they all leave early?
Charlotte's at home. Well, Edgar will go in because he's right up the street, so he'll take care of her. And here's something that comes about as a result of the conversation with regard to snow. Apparently, here's an email from somebody named Virginia who asked me to see if I could figure out, so we'll make this a general question, and you can tell us what's going on in your community. What is the story on the sidewalk laws? The first thing that I remember is that it's the town that's supposed to take care of the sidewalk,
right,
and have one in front of your house. And then there's a state law, apparently, that affects certain cities and certain states. Some states have it, some people do not. Now, this person says that she heard that there was a federal requirement that makes you legally responsible if anybody gets injured on the sidewalk in front of your house.
Stop it.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
When did that happen?
If you don't clear your walk, you are responsible if somebody falls in front of your house.
If it's on the town, the sidewalk doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the town.
In my area, in Maryland, both in Maryland and Virginia, where I've lived all my life, you are responsible for your walk in front of your house.
And when did that start?
Right, as long as I can remember.
Never happened. Never where I was.
You live on a farm where nobody walks.
Well, yeah, I don't even have a sidewalk.
We don't have sidewalks. Yeah, right.
I mean,
have in
the boonies.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to walk in front of your house?
Nobody walks on.
They run fast.
Because, yeah, right, there's too many people shooting up the neighborhood.
Yeah,
in my neighborhood, there's no walk because there's nobody walking down the street.
Right, but absolutely.
But if you have a sidewalk in front of your house, even though it doesn't belong to you, if you don't clear it out after a snowstorm, somebody falls down, you are legally responsible.
Wow.
Good God, that's horrible.
It's considered like your driveway or your porch. Well,
the driveway isn't...
somebody falls
the driveway
on your porch,
is
driveway
up to you. If you don't want to clean off your sidewalk, I'm sorry, if you don't want to clear off your driveway, nobody has a right to be on your property, so the driveway is yours.
Yeah, it's probably a little different than the driveway legally.
It's like the guy who sues you for breaking into your house, though. If they're,
and you hit him over the head as a...
Yeah.
Right.
you
came into my house and... you're stealing my stuff, and I whack you over the head with a baseball bat. He's going to sue you for assault.
He's going to sue you. Right.
Mm. All right. Who knows the story? Fill us in on the law, will you, please, if Richie is right. 800-510-8255. Who enforces this law? The feds? The state?
It's local.
Okay. So you know what I would do? Here's what if I did live someplace where there was a sidewalk, I put a barrier up in front of
it
on either side of my property so you can't walk on it.
That would be very smart.
You're going to hold me responsible, and I'm going to take care to protect myself. I'm going to block off the driveway.
If it's your sidewalk, you can barricade it.
Block off the sidewalk. Why not? How can they make you responsible for something that you have no control over?
You have total control over it. It's out in front of your house.
I don't own it.
But what if they just slip on a piece of ice? That's not Doug's ice. That's nature's ice.
If you don't own it, then how can you put a barricade up over it?
Because they're making me legally responsible for it.
But you don't own it.
Yeah. Oh, well, so then why am I responsible for it?
Because it's in front of your house.
You should just put a big bumper out in front of it like they did.
800-510-8255. Christmas stories and how do we handle the sidewalk in front of your house, all part of the conversation here. 15 after the hour on Good Day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You could enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus-up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255, the Good Day program. Rick calls from Cobleskill, WSDE, with a good Christmas story. Merry Christmas is still in order. Rick, thanks for the call. Hi.
Yeah, I've got 9 inches of new snow here, too.
Have you? Whoa. Good for you. In the last 24 hours, 12 hours, how long has it taken?
It started at 9 o'clock and caught up.
Yeah.
Albany had 4 inches at 9. We had nothing.
Is it over now? It's all over?
Yeah, well, no, it's still coming down a little bit here. I figure most of it's over. I'm actually at work. I spent the night at work at Minekill State Park.
Wow.
Plow out.
Yeah, because you had to clean it up before people would want to come in this morning, yeah?
Well, I'm afraid I couldn't get in if I didn't stay here. They were talking 18, but we only got 9.
Yeah. Well, that's about right, isn't it? The weather forecasters usually double what the realities
that's
are.
Right.
I hear
the end of the world. Stay tuned.
Yeah, right, yep. Yeah. I heard it was 10, 12 inches in the greater Boston area. What'd you say, Richie, the Natick pile? Well, the pile is one thing.
They just showed the plow pile.
Yeah, yeah, and it was very light, dry snow.
Fluffy. Is it fluffy?
Easy to move.
Yeah, it looked like it was.
Yeah.
It's blowing all over the place.
So you have some good Christmas cheer for us, do you, Rick?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you a couple stories. The best was last year my kids wanted a pool table. So we couldn't get it. We had to put it, we had to get order one.
Yeah.
So, but I was able to get the pool sticks. So I got cut some cardboard and taped them up, and made them look like brooms, and I put on broom to clean your room for each kid. And it took half an hour to get the just open your broom. It took a half an hour to get them to open up the pool stick. And
I'm very excited. Yeah. Right.
Doesn't realize that. Yeah.
Very good. That's good.
Are they now pool sharks?
Yeah. Well, I've also got holes all over the place too.
You get the holes in your walls.
Yeah, the balls bounce, you know.
Yeah,
wild parties and stuff. But another one is, you put a little toy in a box, and then you keep wrapping it with boxes and boxes and boxes.
Oh,
that. Opening boxes.
Yeah, we haven't done that one yet.
Oh, you got this, you know.
I used to do that all the time. Then everybody got wise to me.
Got wise to me. I always put video games in shirt boxes.
We did that to Sean every week.
Rick, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Who's in charge of the sidewalk in front of your house? 21 after the hour.
Thank you. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Suffer. Use as directed.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
story.
Hold on,
man. I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, see, the radio's all the way across the room. See?
One radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great. See, Chuck, what's the answer, see, Chuck, to the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Condoms, yeah, that's right,
that.
See? Condoms. Everybody
condoms.
Need a condom.
Hey, Doug, is it condoms, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Hey, Doug.
You know who else he can do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Steffens, good day.
Christmas treats have all been baked.
Christmas is not over.
Fridge is stocked with booze. Mm-hmm. But I still have one wish to make. A big Noel to you. Merry Christmas, Allah. We're far apart, that's true.
Forget about
but that can change if we can arrange.
The fact that Rivers was able to find voices that are as close to the original as he can.
So funny.
Bob Rivers, who created a lot of great Christmas parody tunes. Actually, let's follow this and see what else he I don't remember hearing it.
Just to make things okay. Still, I wish you'd get into Christmas. Have some eggnog, too.
Eggnog is great.
And I'll pick up a little Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
And buy your wives some new shoes.
I don't know how to make your Facebook comments stand out from all the rest of it there. Shelley Palmer will explain that to you in a few minutes here on Good Day, 25 after the hour. We're talking about Christmas. Actually, more a focus on the weather. The rain that was here on the West Coast last week is now as snow on the East Coast from the Carolinas up through, actually Charlotte had some snow, and you go north through the Carolinas and up to where Richie is and through the Delmarva Peninsula and
New
York City.
We missed us when we were towards the coast, so we got all scot-free.
John's in Hollywood with a Christmas story for us. Hi, John. Welcome
Hollywood,
to
Hollywood, Maryland, that is.
Maryland, yes. Hi.
Hey, Doug and crew. Thank you for the cap and the picture. You are all just as beautiful as I thought you were.
Aren't we, though?
Hey, liar.
Yeah. And I got kind of a mixed Christmas story slipping on the sidewalk type thing. When you take your Christmas trash out, make sure you cover it up. Because if they see game boxes and TV boxes, when you're at work, they ride around the neighborhoods and see what you've gotten. And this is a true story. The guy actually broke in the man's house through the skylight, fell through the kitchen, broke his leg, and it was a minister's house. And he got a young hotshot lawyer. They go to legal aid and get these young hotshot lawyers that want to make a name for themselves. And that's why they do this, you know.
Well, so what happened? Did he get convicted of something, or he tried to charge the minister with some offense?
He tried to charge the minister with the offense.
What was the offense?
The guy broke his leg.
Having an unsafe skylight.
Yeah.
This skylight's not safe to fall through.
Yeah, and it figures it happens around where I live because I'm the guy that had Dr. Cockburn. but it's a true story.
Nice.
Okay.
Who's Dr. Cockburn? I missed that. Was I absent that day?
Rooster Cockburn, I think he's talking about.
Oh, Rooster. I got it. Okay, with the Patrick was like, yeah. Thank you, sir, for enlightening us. 28 after the hour, and good day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook released findings from a recent study where they evaluated what makes a particular post popular. Self-referential status is proved to be much less popular while posting about others, positive emotions, or religious words are highly liked. Who knew that a social networking site would favor social activity? In other news, in a recent year-over-year comparison of the MasterCard payment network, online sales have increased 15.4%, with $1 billion in sales on Cyber Monday and $5.5 billion the week before Christmas. Online shopping is becoming as familiar as going to the mall. The easier it becomes to purchase reliably online, the easier it's going to be not to leave the house during the holidays. And finally, video streaming monolith Hulu rethought its initial public offering in favor of working on its subscription policy. Hulu versus Netflix is still an uphill battle despite lowering their subscription costs to $7.99 a month. On-demand programming is gaining momentum on higher-priced cable services, perhaps leaving room for both of them. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Applicable in Massachusetts.
And change after the hour. Doug Steffens Good Day program, Monday the 27th of December, live as usual on the air. Live, I mean really live.
Really live.
Really live.
Doug and I are looking at each other.
Super live. In fact, yes, we are looking at each other's eyes. And let's see, what does Jennifer have for wrinkles? No, she's using that night skin.
I'm using night skin. A little bit of baggage, but I'm okay.
Yeah. Baggage. Richie's at the controlling studio in Washington. Clay is with us. Roberta is gonzo for a week or 10 days over to Italy. That'd be a good place to celebrate Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We were talking about the snow and Christmas. So here's something. We don't have a dumpster dive today.
No.
Because Roberta's not here.
She's
the only one.
I forgot to get my TV report.
That's all right. I can handle that.
You can handle it. You always do. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, really. What do you ever contribute?
Yeah. She has lots to contribute. She just doesn't necessarily
find
the time to do it. So here's something that is, these sorts of things always trouble me.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we have at Christmas time, which is well documented, the atheists who say they don't want the they want the nativity scene, and they don't want this, and they don't want that, and leave all of that stuff we expect.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an angle on that that you may not have encountered unless you were in the service. And I'd be interested in hearing from people who are in the service, wearing a uniform, who have a strong feeling about this one way or another. Over the weekend, the American Atheist Union. American
There's
Atheist,
a union for everyone.
Yeah, right, exactly. Has called into question the spiritual fitness evaluation that men and women in the Army get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know anything about
the,
this.
The what?
This is there is a spiritual fitness evaluation apparently going on in the Army, and the atheists say that the practice violates the rights of those who are in the armed forces to specifically follow their own religious doctrine or lack thereof. Apparently, there are questions, and those, again, that's what I want to hear from somebody.
I might be with the atheists on this one.
Well,
why would they be giving anyone a spiritual fitness evaluation?
Well, I think that may be part of it, Richie. Maybe there is something to this. When you think about what the military exists to do,
They're
here to protect the peace, and
right.
There's no point. This started during the Bush administration.
As
why
an employer,
is that
I would never think about being concerned with my employees' spiritual fitness. It's their business. It's their personal business.
All right,
none
so
of
anyway,
my business.
There apparently are evaluations that give positive ratings for various religious beliefs. What does that mean? Members of the military who don't believe in God or whatever, those who are atheists, maybe they're humanists, maybe they just don't believe in religion, they're penalized as to their ranking on this, and it has to do with promotions and lots of other stuff. This is
so
highly
you're kidding
Ill.
Me.
So
no.
Certain religions get higher points than others. Okay.
Right.
So what's
well,
the
Well, given the events of the last year.
Yeah. Or 10.
Especially the one guy at Fort Hood.
You're talking about Hassan.
Right.
The guy who went in and shot things up, and he was in. Well, but he has a religion. It just isn't a conventional religion in terms of American. Although we have, 1.3 million or 1.4 million in this country, we have at least 1.3 million or 1.4 million, maybe more than that now, who are Islamists. And so, and there are plenty of people. It does kind of get under my skin a little bit. Soldiers' private opinions are just that. They have nothing to do with his ability to serve in the military. They're being able to hold an M16 or whatever it is. Now, you can say, well, look at what happened to Hassan, is what we've just suggested here. And I don't understand that question, because there are plenty of people who are Muslims who have very strong beliefs in God or Allah or whatever the infinite power is, the word for the infinite power in their religion. So I don't know that I think maybe that's what we're getting at here. I think that's what the Army is getting at. If you're not a Christian, what happens to people who are Jewish who are wearing the uniform? There are plenty of Jews that
they're allowed
the uniform.
Though.
Well, but why aren't
they probably get positive points?
Why? Yeah. Well, that's the point of this. This seems like a pretty outrageous. If the story from the American Atheist, and I'm sure Richie's all over this, going to Wikipedia and...
Well, I'm going to go check it out now.
We're just assuming that they're penalizing you for being of Islamic faith, but maybe they're just penalizing you if you don't have a faith.
Well, but even that is... I would think that we'd be more interested in whether you're a patriot
than whether you are a religion.
I don't... Right. What's religion got to do with whether you are there
and
to uphold the value of the Constitution, the freedoms that we... I mean, a patriot... Patriotism is more important than religious.
Yeah. That's my thing. Is it even, let's say you are a over-the-top, crazy, nuts, for Allah Muslim. Fine, cool. If you're serving your country and you're doing a good job at it, great.
That description. But crazy, over-the-top,
nuts. I mean, you can be a crazy, over-the-top Christian.
You have a bumper sticker.
There are plenty of crazy, over-the-top Christians. Yeah,
but there were plenty of signs with this Hassan guy at Fort Hood saying, ding, 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 warning, and nobody paid attention to it, and it had nothing to do with really, the warning signs weren't necessarily religious warning signs, they were behavioral warning signs.
Yeah.
So just because he's Muslim, it shouldn't have been the giveaway. Because he was Muslim and acting the way he was and giving some of the signs he was and saying some of the things he was, that was the giveaway. So I don't get this.
I don't either. Anybody get it? I want to hear from some people who have the uniform on now or who have worn. What sort of input do you get? Do they have on the bases? They must have. They have chapels on bases. Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, they have synagogues on the bases?
I don't know. I think it's non-denominational, maybe.
Well, one would hope.
Mm-hmm. You know,
there should be no play.
We look at this kind of like we look at the TSA. I mean, I think all of us agree that they should be profiling.
Should.
When you... Yes. Mm-hmm. That there ought to be profiling at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that they ought to be
looking. No, we don't. I'm not agreeing with that anymore. I think there should be the screeners come down. Everything comes down, and we just go through and get
you
our ticket.
You just like
the
pat
plane.
Down, though. Yeah, that's your new
well, maybe I like your pat down.
If you're having your little moments there.
But not when it
like
costs
that.
Us. $16-17 billion a
but,
year. Sorry.
I mean,
not
you,
in on that.
You, well, even if they profile, they should be looking for warning signs such as people nervous, mm-hmm. rapid eye movement, blinking, staring at the, you know, whatever. And you know, like they do at El Al. They know when somebody is nervous trying to get through, just getting through.
But we're kind of the joke now. I mean, the last go-round, they sent packages via the mail and put them on airplanes. They didn't even have a carrier.
Yeah. This is getting ridiculous. But that's one issue.
Right.
This spiritual fitness evaluation is another issue.
Spiritual fitness.
So I want to know what's good. What gets
like you have Richard Simmons at the base going, okay, everybody, let's get into God.
Raise your arm for God.
Let's do our calisthenics. Rah, God, rah, God, rah, God, rah, God.
Your shorts aren't short enough.
You're in the back. Don't see you jumping around for God.
So do we have a list of religions? I'm very curious. I want to know how Catholics fare.
What's the thing called again?
It's called the Spiritual Fitness Evaluations being given to the military, or at least, I'm not sure whether it's just the Army, or whether it's all Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard. Why would they just ask the Army?
Right.
They would ask everybody, you would think. 800-510-8255. So let's say you've been through this, you've gone through your training, you have your motivation, you're connected to something. What is it that you're connected to? I think that's partially... If this were to be turned around and trying to evaluate somebody's, I guess, psychological profile, a lot of people who believe heavily in religions, any religion, psychologically are not considered that stable sometimes. Hey, listen, like it or not, right? Isn't that true?
With
somebody who's
religion.
Over the top.
Right. It becomes an addiction like anything
right,
else.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You're in, and so you lose your... The most important thing for a soldier, it seems to me, is to be objective.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding what all of the mission is, understanding orders, and, okay, so the here I'm beginning to understand this a little bit. If I could see if someone put religion and God ahead of the president, let's say the president's commander-in-chief,
right. mm-hmm.
if you really go to the nth degree here, the commander-in-chief is God.
Right.
God says... Peace, love.
You're right.
You know, don't kill, thou shalt not kill. Yeah, how do you... wait a minute. I'm getting this.
You get it now?
Yeah, I'm getting this. How does this... If you really believe, if you are really a true Christian... I mean, all of the religions have the Ten Commandments, the basic Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. I mean, that's why the extremists don't really follow Islam, because there are a set of
rules.
Commandment-like rules... that are there.
And if God's speaking to you, you're not going to listen to President Obama.
No. So you'd be a lousy soldier.
Right.
All right. That's there.
Got it?
Got it. 800. Now, then Richie said they're onto something. I think they are onto something.
Mm-hmm.
800-510-8255. Soldiers in the focus. And we'll have some television updates for you as Good Day continues.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switch. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. Jennifer and Rich and Clay and Doug at 13 before the hour. Our focus is the American Atheists' request that military spiritual fitness evaluations be discontinued. Rick is in El Paso. Are you in uniform, Rick?
I used to be. 20 years ago, I was with 3rd Armored Cavalry.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember having a so-called spiritual evaluation at the time?
No. 20 years ago, there was no such critter that existed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been my opinion, especially when I was in, we were the unit that was actually on alert during the Tomahawk attack on Gaddafi. I don't know if you remember that back in 86.
Yeah,
but
I remember that.
Yeah, it's my opinion, and I've actually lived to see it. There are no atheists in foxholes or
that's
in
true.
C-130s when you're in jump school. There are none.
Yeah, you believe in something.
You believe in something. Even if you sit there, you know, I actually was next to people, and they thought it was funny to sit there and say they were Satanists of all things,
mm-hmm.
and that was actually put on their dog tags. But, you know, when they're on that airplane or they're sitting there watching the news and they're waiting for the word to get on the tarmac and
you become a believer.
Overseas.
That's right.
You become a believer.
Oh, yeah. You know, red hot second, they're sitting there going, oh, God. Yeah. Possibility you got lead flying in your genital direction. Oh, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
So, but in terms of where you go in terms of the promotional benefits, more, though, to the point of, if you really strictly believe in God, do you consider yourself a person of religion? Do you have a particular faith that you pursue?
I can't. As a matter of fact, I do. I'm Catholic. I'm Hispanic. I can't help it.
All right.
Exactly.
So as a Catholic, you're taught the Ten Commandments. One of them is thou shalt not kill. So how do you override God's commandment with the man's commandment, the fellow who's in charge of the unit says, you got to charge up the hill and kill the guys at the top of the hill. So how do you rationalize that with your Christian faith, your belief?
You know, at first that was a very difficult, dichotomous moral situation, but I had to look at it, and I hate to say it, but, you know, Patton's immortal words. You make the other guy give his life for his country, not you.
Yeah. All right. That's something to think about. Thank you for the call, sir. Bristol Palin, late of Dancing with the Stars, got paid $250,000.
About. I think that's what they get.
All right. She's now, what, 19, 18? How old is she?
I think she's 19.
She bought a $200,000 house in Maricopa, Arizona.
Whoa.
Wants to go to Arizona State University.
Good for her.
3,900 square foot house.
Boy, Alaska to Arizona?
Yeah.
That's a change in weather.
It is. Not bad. Good for her. Good for her. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Percent.
Michael Levine is here from LTO Online, the LBN e-alert. If you haven't read it, you ought to go online. Just Google LBN e-alert and see what there is there for news and opinion. A lot of really compelling information is there, and that's why we have Michael here, because he's one of the most important PR people in the country, if not the world, written a number of books about how to handle public relations, and he is miffed about Time Magazine suggesting that Mark Zuckerberg ought to be the man of the year. A huge mistake, Michael.
Indeed. Let me share first with your listeners the criteria. Time Magazine, for the last 60 or 70 years, have been selecting the person, man or woman, who most impacted the world for good or bad in the year 2010. Now, their selection as the single person of 6 billion people who most impacted the world for good or bad was the founder of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. I believe that choice is insane, and I will now attempt to prove it and give you my choice.
All right, so you're saying that they were nuts at Time. You mentioned 6 billion people. About one-tenth of the people on the face of the earth are using Facebook, so that had to have guided them in some way, shape, or form. Maybe, you know, you wonder about the PR of this. If they name Zuckerberg, is he going to carry it? Does he get spread to all the people on Facebook, and does that help their circulation?
Well, first of all, let me note there is a profound difference in life between that which is popular and that which is important.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Howard Stern is very, very popular. He's hardly important. Kim Kardashian is very, very popular. She's hardly as important as Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, who just died.
Right.
You have to decide if there's a difference between popular and important. Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook is extremely popular, unbelievably popular, for giving people the ability largely to share cat photographs. It's a fun, enjoyable service. I have it. I use it. I like it. It's a lot of fun. I would hardly call it important. It is, of course, a unpopular, like something I've never seen in my life. But there's a difference between popular and important. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the correct person of the year. I want you to listen to this carefully because you're going to, every person listening to this is going to get homework about this. The correct person of the year for Time Magazine is not a person. It's a group of people. It is the silent Muslims. The silent Muslims. Ladies and gentlemen, there is 1,600,000,000 Muslims in the world. 99.9% of them say nothing, do nothing, in the face of the most egregious evil being done in the name of their religion. And they do nothing. Now, if somebody draws a cartoon of their prophet that they don't like, 1,000,000 Muslims within 24 hours begin a march in a protest, violent often. But if Muslims put planes in buildings and kill innocent men, women, and children, including Muslims, the reaction of the Muslim community? Silence. Their silence is deafening. If 1,000,000 Muslims would protest terrorism done in their name, if they, for example, were to say any terrorist that murders in the name of Allah would not be available to be buried in a Muslim ceremony anywhere in the world, what an impact this would have on those terrorists who rant and rave in the name of Allah. So the people who have affected the world most, for good or bad, in the year 2010 are the silent Muslims. I am waiting for Muslims to rise up and ask for their religion to be stop being desecrated.
Yep.
I'm waiting.
Waiting.
And I'm waiting.
Uh-huh.
And I'm waiting.
Don't hold your breath, pal.
I'm waiting.
All right, well, Michael Levine from LBN eLert. Make sure you check that out and sign up for it, by the way, here on the Good Day program.